Kansas Land Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansas Land Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansas Land Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And we welcome you back to Dodge City, Kansas. Some of the Class 1A Division I state championships here in volleyball. And it's the semifinals here on Championship Saturday. And we welcome you to our broadcast here on 92.1 KMZA and online at mscsports.net. Well, the Centralia Panthers coming in at 37-6, getting the top seed Pretty Prairie at 40-5 in one half of the semifinals here today in Class 1A Division I. The other semifinal featuring Spearville and Victoria. Two wins today will earn you a state championship. A rich story tradition, that is Centralia Volleyball. Another opportunity to put another chapter in that novel. And we are underway as Pretty Prairie will serve from left to right. And here we go, set number one of the semifinal. Centralia on the back end, good defense up front by Pretty Prairie. That one knocked down by McKenna Vogel. And the Bulldogs of Pretty Prairie have an early 1-0 lead. The libero for Pretty Prairie, Carlin Stuckey, a junior, serves it away. Owen Dieters on the deck, puts it up in the air. Avery Dieters tapping that one over. And that's dug out nicely. Tap back over and out of play. It's going to be another point for the Bulldogs, and they lead Centralia here early, 2-0. Pretty Prairie, the top overall seed coming in. They went 37-5 overall, and they went undefeated yesterday, and that one is long by Reagan Becker, and quickly it's 3-0 Pretty Prairie here early on in the first set. Stuckey sends it away, and then that's going to be a double hit against Abby Flinty, and just like that, Centralia finds themselves down 4-0 here in the first set. Quickly, there's Stuckey once again to serve for Pretty Prairie, sends it on over. Becker goes down and gets it. Haverkamp to the far side, and there is the first point for Centralia as Avery Dieters slams that one home. And the Panthers are on the board. They trail 4-1. Centralia lost to Spearville in their first match of pool play yesterday, but got wins over Little River and Burlingame to come in as the number two seed in pool number two. Spearville Victoria, the other semifinal going on behind us. Avery Dieters sends this one away. 4-1 Pretty Prairie here early in the first set. There's a nice dig by Flinty on the back line. Haverkamp here to Becker. Her spike is blocked. Becker putting it back up in the air, and then two going for it. And it goes out of play, and the Bulldogs get another. It's 5-1 Pretty Prairie here in the first set. Aubrey Young, a 5'6 senior, serving for the Bulldogs. Owen Dieters going down to get it. Haverkamp sends it back to Becker. Her spike is dug up nicely, but back here on the side for Centralia. Pushed back over by Haverkamp. Now Becker pushing it to the far side, and Wells sending that one over, but it's blocked again. Right now the defense of Pretty Prairie the difference. It is a brick wall up there. Centralia having all sorts of issues getting it on that side and really any kind of flow. It's 6-1 Bulldogs. Avery Dieters pushing it up to Haverkamp here to the near side. Becker spiked. That one lands home, and it's point number two for Centralia. They trail 6-2. Owen Dieters back to serve. The freshman libero. Correction, no. They hand it off. I believe that is Haverkamp, and she'll serve that one away. Libero Stuckey for Pretty Prairie sets that one up nicely, and her teammate slams that one home as McKenna Vogel puts it away, and it's a 7-2 Pretty Prairie lead here in set one. Allison Colton, a 5'7 senior, serving for Pretty Prairie, and they got 40 wins on the year. They're 40-5 entering the semifinals today. She sends that one to the back line. Owen Dieters pushing it up front. Flinty sets up Jaden Wells, and that one's put home. 7-3. Pretty Prairie now by 4. Caitlin Olson checks in for Owen Dieters. She'll be on the front line for the Panthers. Wells sends over the serve. Stucky the libero on the Pretty Prairie back line, getting it back over. Avery Dieter's a nice dig. Haverkamp hit her the near side. Olsen, her spike is blocked. Avery Dieter's getting it back, puts it at the front of the net. It's a battle for it. It's right in the center, and it's won there by Pretty Prairie. Bulldogs take an 8-3 lead on the Panthers here in set one. Centralia, 37-6 coming into today's semifinal. Avery Dieter's digging that one up to Flinty. There's another spike that's rejected, but it's out of play, and the point going to Centralia. Nicely done by Olsen. And the lead now for Pretty Prairie is 8-4 here in set number one. Becker sends it over with a line drive, dug out nicely by the Prairie back line, and then that one tips off the net and out of play. Centralia gets another point, back within three at 8-5. Reagan Becker to serve. Sends it away, line drive. Dug up on the back line, pushed to the center, hit on over, nice dig for Centralia. Haverkamp up front to Avery Dieter's, tapping it over, now pushed back, and it's going to be over the top of the net. It's a violation on Pretty Prairie, so another point for the Panthers. Three straight, and for the last 5 points for Centralia. Now they're down two at 8-6. Becker a near ace, but dug up nicely. Saved in the air by Aubrey Young, and hit over on a third try. Haverkamp pushing it to the center, tapped over by Olsen. Pretty Prairie on the attack now. They'll push it to the far side. Webster, her spike is too long. And the Panthers gathering momentum as they're back within one. Four straight for Centralia and five of the last six. 8-7, Pretty Prairie. Sent over by Becker on the serve. Young to the front. There's Harbaugh on the spike, and that one lands in play, and it's a point for Pretty Prairie. It's 9-7. Jorah Harbaugh, 5'5 senior, serves it away for the Bulldogs. Here's Flinty up front, setting up Avery Dieter's, and her spike is rejected on the back line. Here comes Pretty Prairie on the back side. That's deflected, but out of play, and it's going to be a point for the Bulldogs. So after four straight from Centralia, Pretty Prairie coming back with back-to-back points. Their lead is 10-7 here in the first set. Sent over by Harbaugh. Here's Flinty up front, near side to Avery Dieter's. Slaps it over, little off to it, not much there. Dug up on the back line by Trinity Cruz, sent on over by Prairie. Now here's Haverkamp near side. Avery Dieter's again will send it to the back line. Trinity Cruz again, setting up her teammates up front. There's a spike. Flinty digging that one out for Centralia. Far side, Olsen a spike. It's rejected, and Pretty Prairie is going to get a point. Olsen was up on top of the net, and three straight now for Pretty Prairie. The lead back to four at 11-7. Harbaugh sends it over on the serve. Owen Dieter's putting it up front to Flinty. There's the set. Avery Dieter's, her spike was rejected. But Centralia gets it back, and Olsen sends it back over, and it's too long. And now it's back to a five-point lead for Pretty Prairie. It's 12-7. Centralia just got back to within one. Now Bulldogs have rattled off four straight. And there's an eight. Centralia's back line thought it was going to go out, and it was not. Harbaugh with the ace. It's now 13-7 in favor of Pretty Prairie. Harbaugh again on the serve. And that is an ace. Ace times two. Timeout. 14-7 Pretty Prairie. Centralia wants to talk it over. We'll take a 30. Back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Back here in Dodge City, semifinals of the Class 1A Division 1 State Volleyball Tournament. Centralia trailing Pretty Prairie here 14-7. here in the first set. So some work to do here for the Panthers. And there's a set and a spike. Bailey Young, a 5'10 junior, finishing for Pretty Prairie, and the lead is now 15-7. That is seven straight points for Pretty Prairie. When Centralia had gotten back to within 8-7, it's now 15-7. There's a set. Spike is blocked. Owen Dieters will put it up front to Flinty. She'll set up Avery Dieters. Her spike is dug up on the back line by Jora Harbaugh, and then that one goes into the net, and Centralia gets a point. So that stops a seven straight point streak for Pretty Prairie. And Centralia now trails 15-8 here in the first set. Flinty will send it over. And then that one gets launched out of play at 8 for Centralia. 15-9, Pretty Prairie. Olsen, Avery Dieters, and Wells on the front line right now for Centralia. Also Owen Dieters, Flinty, and Becker along the backside. Pretty Prairie here on the attack. There's the set, and that is easy money. Bailey Young finishing that one for Prairie, and the lead is 16-9. The Centralia have another push in them. It's been all Pretty Prairie here in set number one. Emma Hendrickson to serve this one away. Owen Dieters will dig it out to the near side. Avery Dieters, her spike is deflected and out of play. It's a point for Centralia. 16-10, Pretty Prairie. Spearville right now doubling up Victoria in the other semifinal in their first set. That's a 16-8 Spearville lead. The one team that Centralia lost to in pool play yesterday. Owen Dieters sending over the serve. There's the set. There's the spike. Deflected. What a diving save by Owen Dieters. And then it finally lands out of play as Avery Dieters tried to get it over with the right hand. And it just clipped the net and went out of play. It's now 17-10, Pretty Prairie. The Bulldogs will serve with Harbaugh on the back line. Sends it across. Dug up by Wells. Haverkamp. Her setup was too close to the net, and it's going to fall short. And it's an easy point there for Pretty Prairie, and it's now 18-10 in favor of the Bulldogs, the top seed. Then over by Stuckey. Flinty sets up front. Here's Wells. Her spike attempt is going to land in. Deflected out by the back line of Hendrickson, so it's a point for Centralia. They're back to within seven. It's 18-11 in favor of Pretty Prairie. And if you joined us last night on our sister station, 93.7 Care, it was a devastating defeat for Jefferson County North as they lost due to a tiebreaker to get to championship Saturday. And their season ended last night. There's a set and a spike for Reagan Becker. She is certainly one that needs to get going for Centralia. She was dominant in the two wins yesterday. And it's back to within six at 18-12. Avery Dieters will serve. She'll send it away. Put up to the front of the net here. Tapped on over. Haverkamp putting it up for Centralia. Flinty to the far side. Jaden Wells tapping it over. Saved up by Stuckey. Getting it back to the far side, sent over by Colton. Here's Haverkamp for Centralia. There is a set and a spike from Becker. So back-to-back kills for Becker. A good start to the comeback trail, but still some work to do for Centralia. They're down five at 18-13. Avery Dieters sends this one away. Put to the front line. There's the set. There's the spike and a diving save by Owen Dieters. Kept it alive. Becker now an opportunity. Her spike is saved on the back line. Pretty Prairie sends it back over. Flinty on the back line. Avery Dieters here to Becker. Her spike rejected and a point for Pretty Prairie. 19-13 Bulldogs here, set one. Aubrey Young, the senior to serve for Pretty Prairie. She'll send it over with the right hand. Avery Dieters getting under it. And then that one is blocked off the face of Haverkamp, and it's another Bulldogs point. It's back to a 7-point lead here in the first set at 20-13. Crunch time now here in the first set for Centralia. Avery Dieters setting it up here. Becker, it's in. Correction, that was Owen Dieters. And Becker with another finish. It's 20-14, Pretty Prairie. Lena Haverkamp back to serve for Centralia. Sends it away with the right hand. Backside libero Stuckey putting it up to the front of the net. Harbaugh with the third tap gets it over. Now Centralia on the attack. Haverkamp here to the near side. Becker again. Her spike is blocked. Diving save by Avery Dieters on the back line. Set up once again, and this one is launched over, but it's going to be a violation against Pretty Prairie, and Centralia gets the point. Now 20-15 Bulldogs. Haverkamp again on the serve. Sends it over, and that one is well long. 21-15. A 6 points Bulldogs lead on a service error by Haverkamp. Allison Colton, a senior, to serve for Pretty Prairie. 21-15 Bulldogs here in the first set. And that one is out, so they get it right back on a service error by Colton. 21-16. Owen Dieters is out. Caitlin Olson is into the match. Bergman comes out as well. There's the serve for Centralia. It was by Wells. Third hit. They got to get it back over, and it's mistimed on the jump by Carlin Stuckey, and it's a point for Centralia. It's now 21-17. That one barely gets over, and it turns into an ace. Jaden Wells thought she had left it short on the serve, and it just creeped over the top of the net and lands in play. It's back to within three at 21-18. Wells sends it on over. Pretty Prairie on the attack. That one rejected, but it's out of play. So Pretty Prairie gets that point back. Their lead is four at 22-18. Copper Collins back to serve, a 5'4 junior for Pretty Prairie. She sends it on over. Avery Dieters will set up Flinty. Olson, her spike attempt is tipped back over. Good defense by Prairie. Haverkamp to the far side, setting up Becker. That one is money. Reagan Becker with the kill shot, and it's 22-19. And Spearville's about to put Victoria away in the first set. They're up 24-13. And the other semifinal behind us. 22-19, Pretty Prairie by three over Centralia here in the first set. Semifinals of the 1A D1 state championships. Tapped on over, Pretty Prairie getting the point. Haverkamp couldn't quite handle that one. It's 23-19. Now 2 points away from Pretty Prairie closing out set one. One more push for the Panthers. They got it here in the first set. Owen Dieters setting up Flinty. Avery Dieters taps that one over, and it's sent back, and no one is on the back line for Centralia, and it's set point now for Pretty Prairie. They lead 24-19. The match I called last night with Jefferson County North on our sister station, Care, JCN in one of their matches was down 24-19 and then rattled off seven straight, and there's one for Centralia. As the ball comes all the way out to me, we get it back into play, so it's 24-20. And Centralia rattle off six straight for a comeback win here in set one. We'll see. And they're down 24-20. Flinty sends it over. Now the Bulldogs on the attack. They'll set it up. Spiked over, diving save into the net, and that'll do it. Centralia losing set one to the top seed, Pretty Prairie. 25-20, the final score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Set two, Centralia's season is on the line with this set coming up. We're back in a moment on Kansas Land Radio.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more and find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com. Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the field and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners Co-op. Through the end of the year, Ag Partners Co-op will be donating a portion of sales from every gallon sold at their CardTroll locations to benefit local schools. Ag Partners CardTroll locations include Axel, Corning, Denton, Powhatan, Robinson, Seneca, and Willis. Funds from those locations will be donated to schools in those areas. Need a patron fuel card? Call the office at 785-336-6153 and choose option 2. Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, title hopes are on the line here for Centralia in set two. They take an early 1-0 lead over Pretty Prairie in the second set. The top seed, Pretty Prairie, tying it up right there with a spike and kill. 1-1 the score. Pretty Prairie won the first set, 25-20 over Centralia. Here in the semifinal matchup. Spearville took care of Victoria in their first set, so they're up one match to none in the other semifinal. There's a tap, and that one is out of play. Centralia thought that was tipped out by a Bulldog, but it was not, so Pretty Prairie now a 2-1 lead here in set two. There's the serve sent over. Haverkamp to the near side. Becker, her spike is dug up, but it's going to be a point for Centralia. Violation against the Bulldogs. 2-2 our score, set two. I said prior to the break, the season is on the line. That's not necessarily true. Of course, even if Centralia loses, they'll play for third place about 25 minutes after this one concludes. So still certainly something to play for if they take a loss here. That one deflected on the front line. Good job, Centralia's D with Becker. And I believe Wells up front as well. Keeping that one at bay. Centralia takes a 3-2 lead. Haverkamp to serve. She'll send it over with the right hand. Dug up by Stuckey on the back line. Prairie now on a third try. Has to get it back over. Avery Dieters pushing it up front. Haverkamp backside. Becker off the top of the net. But back here on the Centralia side. Avery Dieters, or that's Owen Dieters. She pushes that one on over. Now Pretty Prairie an opportunity. They tap it. Owen Dieters a nice save to Haverkamp. Far side. That's Wells. Her spike too long. And we're tied at 3. Allison Colton back to serve for Pretty Prairie. Set 2, a 3-3 tie. Centralia needs this to force a third set, and that serve goes into the net. A free point for Centralia. 4-3 is their lead early on in set 2. Again, good crowd and support from both students and parents and friends and family for the Panthers here out in Dodge City. Same with Pretty Prairie as well. There's another violation against Pretty Prairie, and it's another point for Centralia. Their lead is 5-3. This is Jaden Wells back to serve. Throws it up and swings the right hand through it. Pretty Prairie on the attack. They push it to the far side. Harbaugh's kill is in. 5-4 Centralia. Wells is out. Owen Dieters back in, along with Avery Dieters, Haverkamp, Becker, Flinty up there on the front line as well. Also, Kyra Bergman is in. There's a set and a spike and a point for Centralia. The officials are saying it was tipped. Well, wait a minute. One of the officials is coming in to confirm. It's either going to be 6-4 or 5-5. We're waiting to see. Bergman turns, looks at her teammates, and says, "We got that." So it was tipped, and they do confirm that is a point for Centralia. 6-4 their lead here in the second set. So Reagan Becker now serves the junior for the Panthers. Slaps it with the right hand, and that's well long. And it's 6-5. The last thing you want to do is give up 3 points. We've seen it a few times from both teams, especially in the first set. There's Avery Dieters. Her spike attempt is sent back over. Flinty pushing it up in the air to Haverkamp. Avery Dieters an opportunity. Her slap is deflected. Now the Bulldogs on the attack. Flinty on the back line, digging that one out. Push back by Haverkamp. Here's Bergman's spike. A diving effort on the back line, and it's going to hit the ground, and it's going to be a point for Centralia. It's 7-5. Panthers by 2. Bergman is out. Olsen is in. So check in on the front line with Haverkamp and Avery Dieters as Flinty sends that one away. Bulldogs pushing it to the far side. There's the set. There's the spike. Saved up. And then that one into the net by Haverkamp. And it's a point for Pretty Prairie. They're back to within one as Centralia's lead is 7-6 here in set 2. Pretty Prairie won the first set 25-20, so the Panthers needing set 2 to force a deciding set 3. Winner here moves on to the championship match, and will earn a right to play for a state championship. Slapped over by Olsen. Pretty Prairie good on the defense there. It's up against the top of the net. Now on Centralia's side, and it's tapped down by Avery Dieters with one hand. She puts it in the right spot, 8-6 Panthers. And alternating points here in the last six. Here's Owen Dieters. We'll send this one away. Bulldogs on the attack. They'll push it to the front of the net. That one tipped by Centralia and out of play, but it's a point for Pretty Prairie. They're back to within one. It's 8-7. We have alternated points since it was 4-3. Actually, since it was 2-2, roughly been alternating points. Wells to the far side. Avery Dieters, her spike is long, and we're tied at 8. So 8-8 here in set 2. Carlin Stuckey, the libero, sends it over for Pretty Prairie. There's Wells, slaps it over. And then that one dug up nicely by Owen Dieters. Now Avery with a spike, and Avery with the finish. 9-8 Centralia. Every point magnifies the farther we get into this set. 9-8 Centralia. They're down in the match 1-0. Pretty Prairie pushing it to the far side. There's Vogel on the kill. What a diving save, but they're going to say it hit the ground before Owen Dieters got her hands under it, and it's 9-9. Here's Aubrey Young, sends it over for Pretty Prairie. There's Centralia, pushed here to the near side. There's Becker, and that one is in for the kill shot. Deflected out of play, but Becker makes it 10-9 Centralia here in set 2. Haverkamp to serve. Line drive over the top of the net. Here to the near side. There's a spike attempt. That one is in for Allison Colton for Pretty Prairie, and we're tied 10-10. So back and forth we go here in the early portions of set 2. Grace Webster, a senior, checks in on the front line for Pretty Prairie, taking the spot of Emma Hendrickson. Trinity Cruz, a junior, serving it away for Pretty Prairie. Dug up by Owen Dieters. Becker here on the near side. It's tipped and saved on the back line, but it's going to be out of play. Centralia gets the point, 11-10 their lead. Boy, this Panthers team in a much different spot when you see them setting up Reagan Becker the way they do sometimes. It is nearly impossible to defend if Becker gets it in the right spot for a kill shot. There's Becker again, tapped, and they're going to say that Becker was on top of the net. And so it's a point for Pretty Prairie, I believe. They just put one up for Centralia. But I think it's 11-11. And it is. They finally get the switch there. So we're tied at 11 here in set two. Flinty pushing it to the backside. Becker's spike. That one's deflected to the back line. And then pushed back over. So Centralia on the attack again. They push it to Becker's side. That was not set up too well, but she gets it on over. Pretty Prairie will set up a spike attempt. That one saved on the back line by Flinty. Pushed here to the near side. That's Bergman pushing it too far out of play. And Pretty Prairie retakes the lead. It's 12-11. This is Collins to serve. And then that setup was not really well executed by Centralia there. Nobody was there for the spike attempt, and now it's a two-point lead for Pretty Prairie at 13-11. Prairie won the first set 25-20. Here's Flinty near side. It's, again, not well set, and it's going to be another point for Pretty Prairie. And now Centralia wants to burn a timeout. Crunch time again. Pretty Prairie building a little bit of a lead, 14-11. Here in set two, we'll take a 30. Back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you out here in Dodge City. Centralia's hopes for a state championship in the balance as they get a big point here out of the timeouts. Get back to within two. It's 14-12, Pretty Prairie. Bulldogs won the first set 25-20. The other semifinal going on behind us is Spearville and Victoria. Winners will play for a state crown later on this morning. There's a set, there's a spike and a kill for Bailey Young for Pretty Prairie. And it's 15-12 in favor of the Bulldogs. Harbaugh sends it over. Owen Dieters here to the near side. Avery Dieters sends that one over and that one's in. Big point for Centralia, now down two at 15-13. Bergman is out, Olsen is in. On the front line with Haverkamp and Avery Dieters. Flinty to serve. Owen Dieters in there as well, alongside Reagan Becker. Flinty with a nice strong serve over the top of the net. Near side kill shot by Bailey Young, and it's too long. Point Centralia. 15-14, Pretty Prairie. Flinty to serve again. Throws it up, swings the arm through, and it's in! It's an ace! They got out of the way thinking it was long, and it just snuck inside the line. And Flinty ties it up, 15-15. She'll do it again, sends it on through. And then it's another ace! Flinty finding some momentum. Serving on the back line as Centralia has rattled off four straight to take the lead, 16-15. Flinty again, she'll send it on through. Line drive serve, this time dug up on the back line. Awkwardly put up in the air, and now Pretty Prairie has to get it over on a third try. They do. Here's the setup, Avery Dieters for the spike. Dug up nicely by Trinity Cruz for Pretty Prairie. It's thrown up in the middle of the court and then swung back over underhand. Avery Dieters to the front of the net. Now it's going to be tapped over to the side of Pretty Prairie, deflected on the other side. Pretty Prairie again getting it over, and the Bulldogs get the point. Tied at 16. Centralia had an opportunity, a 50-50 ball right at the top of the net. And it was Bailey Young getting the better of Haverkamp and earning that point for Pretty Prairie. So 16-16, Hendrickson sends it over. Dug up by Becker. Pushed up to Haverkamp. Back here to the near side. Avery Dieter's spike. It's dug up. That by Harbaugh. Now Becker on the back line. Gets it up to Owen Dieter's. Tapped up by Avery. Owen pushing it back up. Now Flinty to the front. Avery Dieter's spike. That one's dug up on the backside by Hendrickson. Push to the far side. Colton now with the spike. Saved up by Flinty. Becker here to the near side. Too much on it. And it's going to be a point for Pretty Prairie. I thought for a second they were maybe going to call Young against the net, but that's not the case. 17-16, Pretty Prairie. Hendrickson sends it over. Thrown back over on one try. Push to the center of the net. There's the spike. Flinty saves it from going out. Back here to Avery Dieters. Her slap gets over, but dug up on the back line by Harbaugh. This time sent over, pushed up by Becker. Haverkamp to the far side. That is Olsen, and that one is saved by Pretty Prairie. They have to push it back over on a third shot. They do. Haverkamp setting up. Dieters off the top of the net, and down it goes. 17-17. Centralia needs this to force a deciding third set. Pretty Prairie won the first set 25-20. It's 17-17 here in set two. Pretty Prairie on the attack. There's the set, or there's the spike. Owen Dieter's digging it up for Centralia, and then it's punched over, but Pretty Prairie kept it alive. Wow. Good defense by the Bulldogs. That one's sent over by Jaden Wells. Dug up on the back line. Pretty Prairie will send it over with Colton. It goes into the net, and the Panthers get the point. Centralia now leads 18-17. Owen Dieters to serve. She'll send it across. Dug up on the back line. Bulldogs now with the spike. That one saved by Becker. To the front line it goes. Avery Dieter sends it over. Now the Bulldogs back to it. Third try. Colton has to send it over. Becker swings it through to the front. Pushed to the far side. Tapped over by Avery Dieters. Haverkamp able to keep it alive and finding an open spot. It's Jaden Wells here on the near side. It's a two-point Centralia lead, 19-17. Owen Dieters sends it away. Bulldogs will put it up front of the net. There's the set. The spike is blocked. They'll get it right back. Once again, they set up Bailey Young, and this time Centralia defensively getting it done. That one well defended. I think they're going to get Centralia up against the net, and they do. So it's a point for Pretty Prairie, and it's 19-18 in favor of Centralia. Carlin Stuckey will send this one away for the Bulldogs. And that one goes into the net, the service error. 20-18 Centralia. Panthers back on the serve with Avery Dieters. She'll send that one over. Bulldogs will put it to the front of the net. There's the set. There's the spike. It's blocked by Centralia. Now we'll send it back over on a third try. Flinty back line, pushing it to the front. Haverkamp setting up Becker. Money shot. Megan Becker puts it home. Beautiful feed and a beautiful finish. 21-18 Centralia. Here in set two. And we're going to get a timeout. Pretty Prairie, a chance for Centralia to force a deciding set three. We'll take a 30. Back in a moment here on Candleland Radio.
Wankland Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia leading set two, 21-18 over Pretty Prairie. Needing this set to force a deciding third set here in the semifinals at the 1-8-D1 state championships in Dodge City. Pretty Prairie on the attack, diving save by Becker, keeps it alive, brings it back here to the near side. Becker taps it over. Now Pretty Prairie with a spike. It's dug up by Avery Dieters. Coming up here to the near side. Becker's spike attempt put up against the net, but tipped back over. It's going to be Owen Dieters pushing it to the front. Jaden Wells sends it over with two hands. Now Pretty Prairie will push it to the middle. That double hit, and it's a point for Centralia. 22-18. It's a four-point lead. Centralia has scored six of the last seven to build a lead here. Sent over by Avery Dieters. Put to the front of the net. Bulldogs will set. Spike, and there's the point. Bulldogs get a much-needed one with the kill from Vogel. 22-19. Centralia by three. Now Pretty Prairie back to serve with, I believe that is Aubrey Young, and it is. Young sends it over with the right hand. Owen Dieters to the front of the net. Haverkamp, they want Becker, and she spiked it right into the net. 22-20, Centralia. Young sends it over. Jaden Wells has it tapped down. Owen Dieters sends that one back, and it goes into the net. Pretty Prairie had a chance for a good look at a spike. And Vogel puts it in the net. 23-20, Centralia timeout. We'll take one as well. Coming down the home stretch here in set two on Kansaland Radio.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia 23, Pretty Prairie 20. Second set here in the state semifinals. Back to it. Becker's spike saved up by Pretty Prairie. Third shot, they push it back over. Haverkamp's going to set up plenty. Here to the near side. Becker's kill shot is out. It's long. Becker thought it was tipped. It was not. And it's 23-21 in favor of Centralia. Now Pretty Prairie back to serve with Trinity Cruz, the junior. Plenty, Wells, Becker, Dieter times two, and Haverkamp on the floor for Centralia. In crunch time, Owen Dieters gets it to the front. They set it up far side for Wells, pushed up on the backside by Young. Pretty Prairie sets it up, now tapped over with two hands. Becker setting up Haverkamp to the front. Becker back here to the near side. It's blocked, and it's a point for the Bulldogs. It's 23-22. Centralia's lead is down to one. Centralia needs this set to keep their state title hopes alive. That one sent on over by Cruz. Near side, Becker again. Her spike dug up on the backside by Cruz. Third shot, though, they got to get it back over. It's lobbed up in the middle for Flinty. Flinty to the front. Haverkamp near side. They want Becker. It's blocked, and it's going to be out of play. Centralia gets the point. It is set point now for Centralia at 24-22. Bergman is in. Olsen is out. Bergman on the front line with Flinty. And Becker. It is set point. Then on over. Bulldogs will have to hit it over on a third strike. Flinty setting up. Haverkamp on the front. They push it to the far side. Becker for the kill. It's in. We head to set three. 25-22. A two-minute timeout. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Colbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
I don't know if a couple minutes was enough time to catch your breath. Centralia winning set two over Pretty Prairie, 25-22, forcing a deciding set three. Spearville has swept Victoria, so Spearville awaits the winner here for a chance to play for a state championship. Victoria will play the loser in the third place match. About 25 minutes or so after this one concludes, but a deciding set three, a trip to the state championship, is on the line between the three seed Centralia Panthers and the top seed Pretty Prairie Bulldogs. Back to it, Centralia on the attack. It goes into the net by Wells, and Pretty Prairie takes the 1-0 lead. There's the serve by Aubrey Young. Pushed to the far side. Wells slaps it over. Not much behind it. Now Pretty Prairie a chance to set that one up. Owen Dieters with a wonderful dig. It comes here to the near side. They set up Becker. It's bounced back here. And they're going to get the violation against Centralia. They call it against Becker up against the net. And Pretty Prairie jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Young to send it over. Owen Dieters will settle. Push to Avery. Here to the near side. Becker into the net. It's 3-0 Pretty Prairie. A slow start for Centralia here in set three. Young back to serve. Now as all the fans' attention now is locked in on this court over here. Avery camp to the far side. Wells slapping that one over. Pushed up front by Hendrickson. The Bulldogs will set that one up. That one is in. It's 4-0 Pretty Prairie. Pretty Prairie started set one up 4-0 and won that set 25-20. Owen Dieters nearly kept it alive, or did keep it alive. Becker sends that one over, pushed up in the air by Hendrickson. Bulldogs here to the near side. That one is slapped over, and that one is out. Fortunate for Centralia. Looked like Flinty tried to swing on it, but she missed, and it was still long enough to go out of play. And then that serve for Haverkamp is long. 5-1, Pretty Prairie. So Centralia behind here early in set three. Winner goes to the state title game, and the loser will play for third place. Cruz sends it over. Avery Dieters to the front of the net. Tapped over by Flinty. Now that one's pushed, and that one is in. Boy, Pretty Prairie can't miss right now. 6-1 their lead. We'll serve once again. 5-7 Junior Cruz on the back line. She'll send that one over. Avery Dieters here to the front. They want to set up Becker. Her spike is tipped. Bulldogs able to keep this one alive on a couple of hits, and they get it back over. Wells to Flinty. They set Wells back up far side. It's blocked, and it's another point. Pretty Prairie. 7-1 Bulldogs here in the first set. They are in complete control right now. Panthers need to find an answer to get back into it. Owen Dieter's here to the near side again. They want Becker. That one's in. That's someone you need to set up and get going is Reagan Becker. And it's now 7-2 at Pretty Prairie. And Wells will go back to serve. Well, sends that one over and it's an ace. Just dipped down in front of the defender. And it's 7-3. Wells again will send it over. And another ace! Off the back line, deflected out of play. Three straight points now for Centralia. They're back within three. It's 7-4. Can Wells do it a third time? Not this time. Pretty Prairie will set up the attempts here, and that one's in. The spike put down by Jorah Harbaugh. And it's 8-4, Pretty Prairie. They're back to serve with Copper Collins. Collins will send this one away. Haverkamp to the front. Flinty sets that one up, and that one is out. Becker too long on the spike attempt, and it's now 9-4 in favor of Pretty Prairie. Collins sends it over, pushing it up front. That one tapped over by Olson, but the Bulldogs will get it back over on a third try. Flinty up front to Haverkamp. Haverkamp to the far side. They want Becker. It's blocked and out. So a point for Centralia. It's 9-5, Pretty Prairie. Becker goes right into the net, and she puts her hands over her face in disgust. 10-5, understanding every point is so crucial now. The moments at its highest that it's been all season long, the most crucial sets that either of these two teams have played to this point. There's a nice diving save by Owen Dieters, keeps it alive, but on a third try, Avery sends it over, and it finds a soft spot and lands. 10-6, Pretty Prairie. Bergman is in, Olson is out. Centralia back to serve with Abby Flinty. Flinty sends it across. Bulldogs will set it up. Far side spike attempt is in. Bailey Young puts that one home. 11-6, Pretty Prairie. Couple of subs in for Pretty Prairie. Colton checks in. And also Hendrickson checks in to serve. She'll send that one across. Avery Dieters will set up front. Haverkamp pushing it back here to Avery. Her spike is in. Big point for Centralia. Now down 11-7. Owen Dieters back to serve. Panthers down four here in the third and final set. And the serve for Owen Dieters goes long. And it's now 12-7 Pretty Prairie. A couple of serves here for the Panthers in this final set have gone long. And certainly 3 points for the opposition. You don't want to do that. Here's Stuckey sends this one over. Becker. Back to Flinty, who has to push it over on a third try. Now the Bulldogs will set it up. There's the spike attempt, it's blocked. Good defense there by Centralia. Now Owen Dieters will push it to the front. Haverkamp setting up Avery. That one is blocked and sent back over. There's another spike attempt and put down with authority by Avery Dieters. It's 12-8. Pretty Prairie by four. Pretty Prairie won the first set 25-20. Centralia won set two 25-22. Winner gets Spearville in the state championship match. Loser gets Victoria in the third place match. There's a set, there's a tip, and there's a finish by Pretty Prairie's McKenna Bogle. 6 foot senior. 13-8, Pretty Prairie. They came in as the top seed. Sitting on 40 wins to this point. Sends it on over. Haverkamp wants to set up Becker, and that's the second time we've seen Becker throw it straight into the net. 14-8, Pretty Prairie. Sent on over. Owen Dieters falls down, getting that one up in the air. Now here's Wells. It's blocked, and she's able to keep it in. Avery Dieters here to the near side. Becker's spike attempt is blocked. Bulldogs tips at the net. Now Avery Dieters has it. Third try, pushed over by Centralia. Bulldogs back to it. They set it up, and that is a spike and finish for McKenna Vogel. 15-8, Pretty Prairie. They have opened up a 7-point lead here in the third set. Surprised we haven't seen a timeout. Centralia gets that one pushed over. My Haverkamp, and then that one tipped. Haverkamp pushing it to the far side, tipped, and it lands in. And they're going to say that Centralia was up against the net, and it's now 16-8. And there's the timeout. Well, it's crunch time now for Centralia, down 16-8 here in set three. Do they have a push in them? We'll find out right after this.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia has put themselves in a hole here in set three. They trail Pretty Prairie 16-8. Out of the timeout, they set up Becker. It's blocked. Centralia keeps it alive. They push it to the far side. It's Wells. That spike attempt blocked on the back line. Now the Bulldogs have to get it over on a third try, and they do. Avery Dieters to Haverkamp, here to the near side, Becker again, her spike is in! And a point for the Panthers, 16-9. Haverkamp back to serve. Winner gets Spearville in the title game. Not well set, but a beautiful spike, and that's an easy finish. Jora Harbaugh makes it 17-9, Pretty Prairie. Bulldogs back to serve. Collins sends it over. Avery Dieters up to Flinty over the tip of the net. Bulldogs keep it alive. Now back here to Centralia. Avery Dieters, they want to set up Becker, and she pushes it over with two hands. Now it's a turn for the Bulldogs here. Tapped over, blocked at the net, tipped way back away from the net. Gets back to the middle, and the Bulldogs get it over. Flinty on the back line, pushing it up to Haverkamp. They want Becker. That one's launched into the air. That's going to be saved. Do Pretty Prairie get this one back over? Wow. Unbelievable defense. And they're going to earn the points. Wow. Frustration setting in. It's 18-9, when it looked like multiple times the Panthers are going to earn that point. A couple incredible defensive plays by Pretty Prairie to keep it alive and ultimately earn that point. Becker, her spike is blocked. Centralia keeps it alive, but Dieters gets it to Flinty, who pushes it back over. There's the set. Dieters with a beautiful dig and then pushed at the front of the line, sent back over. Centralia has it. Haverkamp here to the near side. They want Becker. It's long. No wait. They're going to give the point there to Centralia. They said that Pretty Prairie was against the net. So it's 18-10. Centralia still down 8 here in the third set. Sent on over by the Panthers. They set up Harbaugh on the far side. Owen Dieters. Thought she had a dig, but I guess it hit the ground, and it's 19-10, Pretty Prairie. And
near ace for the Bulldogs, but Centrilli able to push it back over. Now the Bulldogs will set it up here on the near side. There's the set, there's the spike, and there's the point. Off Pretty Prairie at this point. Harbaugh with the finish. It's 20-10, and we're going to get a timeout. Coming down the home stretch, Panthers need a big run here. Do they have one in them? We'll find out in 30 seconds here on Kansas Land Radio.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Brandon Tabb and Kirk Kilman with you. We're here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Centralia's quest for a state championship comes down to this final stretch. They're down 20-10 here in set three to top seed Pretty Prairie. Now make it 21-10. It was 12-8 about halfway through, and it's really been Pretty Prairie ever since. Here's Flinty, wants to set up here to the near side with Olsen, but it's blocked, and that's going to be a double hit. And frustration now setting in. You can see it on the faces of most of these Centralia players. They understand the trouble they're in now. 22-10, Pretty Prairie. Flinty sets up Becker. It's blocked. Point for the Bulldogs. 23-10. Victoria awaiting the loser. Spearville awaits the winner in the title game. Set on over. Flinty here to the near side, and a violation against Centralia. And it is now match point. 24-10. It's been all Pretty Prairie here in the third set. We'll send it on over. There's Flinty. Sets it up front of the net. Olsen blocked, but it's going to be saved up in the air and sent back over, and that one is out. Point for the Panthers. Can Centralia rattle off 15 straight points? That is what they need. Or at least 15. Actually, 13 would at least give them an extra set or an extra opportunity. They set up Avery Dieters, blocked on the back line. Now the Bulldogs a chance. They want to set it up for the win. There's the spike. No, dug out by Dieters. They set up Avery here on the near side. That one's tipped and out of play. Panthers get that one. 24-12. Pretty Prairie still the double-up lead here in set three. Set on over by Becker. Bulldogs want to set it up for the win. Tapped over. Saved. Centralia has it. Pushed on over by Flinty. Bulldogs get it to the front of the net. Sent over by Young, but tapped against the net. And the Panthers get that one. 24-13. Pretty Prairie. Becker sends it over. Bulldogs want to set it up for the spike in the win, but that one's long. Four straight for the Panthers, now down 24-14. Becker sends it over, near ace, but dug up. Tapped, good defense at the front by Avery Dieters. Now Olsen sets it up front, sent back, third try. Flinty has to push it over, she does. They want to set it up for the backside spike. Good diving save to keep it alive by Becker. But it's on the side for Pretty Prairie. Blocked at the net. Avery Dieters puts it up. Now we get a whistle. And a whistle, and it's going to be a violation against Pretty Prairie. Boy, it sucked the life out of this gym for a second. It's the fate of this match on that one whistle, but it's now 24-15. To the front of the net. Nice dig on the back line to keep it alive for Centralia. They want Avery Dieters. It's blocked. Ball game. And the Bulldogs win it, 25-15. And Centralia's run for a potential state championship has ended, and they will play for third place here in just a little while. So we'll step aside for a timeout. We'll recap this matchup and get you set for the third place game against Centralia and Victoria. That's coming up here in, again, about 25, 30 minutes. But we'll take a two-minute timeout. We're back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, for Centralia Volleyball, it's going to come down to the third place match here in the 1A D1 State Volleyball Tournament in Dodge City. They lose in three sets to top seed Pretty Prairie in the semifinals, 20-25, 25-22, and 15-25. Centralia now gets a date with Victoria here in about 20, 25 minutes or so for third place here at the state tournament, and it'll be top seed Pretty Prairie against Spearville in the championship match coming up at the same time. It was a close first set, 25-20. Again, Pretty Prairie jumped out to a 7-2 lead, but late, Centralia made a late push, got it back to within 21-18, 22-19. They crept a little bit closer, but Pretty Prairie able to hold off in the first set. Now, set two, it was back and forth from the jump, and then about halfway through, Centralia went on a nice push. It was 14-12. Centralia was down two, and then they went on a stretch where they scored seven of the next nine and then closed it out with four of the next six, and then ultimately holding off Pretty Prairie in set two, 25-22. But then in set three, Pretty Prairie jumped out to a 4-0 lead, a 7-1 lead. Centralia bounced back, got it to 7-4, but it was all Pretty Prairie really the rest of the way. They went a stretch where they scored a 12 of 14 en route to that 25-15 set three victory. So again, the championship match is set. Pretty Prairie and Spearville. We'll have Centralia and Victoria coming up for you here in about 20 minutes from United Wireless Arena again for third place here at the Class 1A D1 State Championship. So we'll go ahead and send it back to the studios here for a few minutes. We'll come back here in about 15 or 20 for the third place match between Centralia and Victoria here on 92.1 KMZA.